Welcome to House Talk on KAFM 88.1 Community Affairs. This is a monthly program that features local experts to discuss real estate topics of interest to home buyers and sellers in Mesa County. We're your hosts. I'm Kate Porras. I'm a realtor at RE/MAX 4000.
And I'm Janice Burtis. I'm also a realtor at RE/MAX 4000. And Kate, the market is changing.
I think it has changed.
Continues to change. Yes. Let me tell you, here's some really crazy statistics when we're comparing the end of July last year to the end of July this year. You know, usually our prices or our houses in the $0 to $100,000 range and the $100,000 to $200,000 range, we see a low inventory on those. Do you know those? The inventory in those went to 6 months of inventory in the up to $100,000 price and the 4.3, and it was at under 2 on both of those. Crazy.
And at some points in not too distant past, we were in less than a month supply for those.
Yep, some of those. And here's the other really weird thing that happened when you really look at statistics. A year ago, in our 700 to a million, we had just over 6 months of inventory in up to a million. And then from a million up, we had 9 months of inventory. We are now at 5.3 months. So that is a seller's market in the up to million, and then we only have 8 months of inventory over a million. That's crazy when you look at those numbers. For me,
it feels like, you know, the last couple of months everything has just been in flux or changing one way or another. It doesn't necessarily have an exact formula where you could say this is going to happen and that's going to happen. I think we had so much going on with interest rates, economy, all kinds of other national news, that it just put everybody into a little bit of, I don't know, chaos is maybe too big of a word, but transition. Mm-hmm. And then also feels like people just then went on hold and said, okay, let's let some things settle, figure out what's going on, let's see what interest rates are going to do. And I felt like a lot of people just put house shopping on hold for a little bit.
Everything's on hold. So our listings for Mesa County are up 5.4%. So what does that mean? We have more inventory.
Which we haven't said in a long time.
A long time. We are always saying, we need inventory. We need inventory. And the other thing that's really interesting to me is the average sold price is $444,662. A year ago, it was $377,065.
So despite all these changes, the prices aren't dropping.
Prices are not dropping.
Although we have seen some price reductions locally.
Correct. I think for me, a lot of my sellers were pushing price to get that most value. But then all of a sudden we had a pause in the market. We're sitting in a pause in the market and they've had to really look at the
actual houses. Value.
Yeah, you have to look at the value of those comparables that have sold previously and price your house accordingly.
You know, I've had, you know, it wasn't uncommon for sellers. You say, okay, seller, your house is worth X amount of dollars. And they say, okay, let's add $30,000 onto that and see what we can get.
See what we can get.
And a lot of times they were getting it.
Right.
But that's not the case anymore.
It is not the case. And you have to price your house according to what has actually sold in the previous couple of months. And you have to really look at what the interest rates are doing to your payment. Mm-hmm. And it does influence what the houses are selling for.
Really, we're just getting back to a normal market.
It is.
Which is good. We've been wanting this for a while.
Everybody's been talking about it. Go ahead.
Well, you're listening to House Talk on KAFM Grand Junction. And we're going to switch gears a little bit because one of the really big parts of selling a home is the home inspection. And in the studio with us today is Vic Martini from Apache Home Inspections. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I'm honored.
So the home inspection can come at a couple different points in the process, but what is the importance of having a home inspection if you're a buyer?
It gives you peace of mind. You know, you have somebody that's relatively knowledgeable about a home going and inspect it for, you know, major deficiencies, but really they're there to just let you know, what condition is the home in, and if there's anything you should be concerned about. So it's knowledge.
Well, I think not only does it help our buyers, but some of our sellers who have not done the maintenance or been able to really keep up with some of the maintenance items, the inspection is really good for them when they're selling a home too, because then they can pass that information on to a buyer.
And we've even talked, Vic, before the show, we were talking about pre-home inspection. So before you even list the home, possibly doing a pre-home inspection. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm a big advocate of pre-home pre-listing inspections. It's kind of a hard sell because a lot of people don't want to, a lot of sellers don't want to put any money into the house before they sell it. But it can really prepare you for the things that are going to come up at the, you know, at the after it goes into contract. And, you know, that gets crazy after, you know, the contract is accepted and then got all the stuff you have to do. So it can get you, it's, again, it's just knowledge. You know, you can deal with the situations that are going to come up. And also another advantage of having a pre-listing inspection is if you can use that as a marketing tool. So,
Vic, what are some of these big ticket items that the both the buyer and the seller are looking at in our inspection?
The biggest thing is foundation, obviously. You know, it's the most expensive to repair. And with our soils out here, we have, you know, bentonite clay, expansive shell. So, you know, that's the biggest ticket item. You know, it's one of the things I focus on. And then also the roof. You know, roof is going to be expensive to replace, and they do wear out. So, you know, we'll give you an idea of, you know, how much life you have left in the roof. And those are the two major things.
But you don't stop there. How long is an average home inspection for you?
For me, I take as much time as I can possibly get. 4 or 5 hours I'll do. Roof to the crawl, we inspect it all. That's our motto. My motto.
Is there anything that you typically don't include in an inspection?
We're looking at the house, you know, and it's a, you know, it's a visual inspection. It's a non-destructive inspection. And the yards and grounds as they affect the house. So we don't, you know, just the house. We don't include any type of recreational things like, you know, an irrigation, pools, spas, you know, that type of thing.
But everything in the house, you know, the wiring and the HVAC and plumbing, all of those things get looked at.
All the major systems of the house.
Vic, when do you call in, quote, what we consider an expert, like a roofer or a foundation repair person? When are those necessary?
You know, I've had a little bit of experience back in, you know, in structural engineering. When I call in a licensed, you know, engineer, structural engineer, is when I see cracks or I see evidence of movement in the house. Most of that is water. You have to manage the water off of the house, and you know, need to get that water away from the house. I will call in a licensed electrician if I see something that doesn't look quite right in the electrical, because things can work fine, but you know, if the situations are just right, a fire can happen. So that's when I call them in.
I kind of compare a home inspector to like your general doctor, your general family practice doctor, who looks at the overall picture and looks for things that don't seem right. And then if necessary, that's when you go to the specialist.
That's a great analogy.
You're listening to House Talk on KAFM Grand Junction. In the studio with us today is Vic Martini from Apache Home Inspection. Got a little tongue-tied there. So homes are staying on the markets a little bit longer. When they're under contract, is there things that the sellers should be doing to maintain those homes that's different from when they just are living in them?
You know, I'd say 90% of the issues I find are maintenance related, deferred maintenance. End up being pretty much just punch list items for, you know, to be done. Either that's negotiating, that's not what I get into, either before the, you know, before the closing or just, after you get into the home.
You know, something else that I think is important to mention specifically for our area is there was a big change that came July 1st of this year, and that was regarding radon testing. Tell us about that.
Yes, effective July 1st, which was a month ago. Now radon measurement professionals, anybody that does testing for radon, is it needs to be licensed in the state, and it's a pretty big deal. It's through the DORA, which goes through the EPA, which relies on the NRPP, National Radon Proficiency Program. So it's, you need to take, 16 hours of class in class time, probably 50 hours outside of class time studying, and then you need to take a national test, proctored national test, and also have all your equipment performance evaluated. And then you have to set up a quality assurance, quality control program, and that's an ongoing thing.
So this is something totally new for Colorado, where there, it could have been anybody that could do a radon test before, not anymore.
Yeah, and there, you know, there are some people doing some really weird things. Not going to give you, you know, like putting it down in crawl space or up in the attic or who knows what. You're definitely going to get a better, you know, radon test. It will be more expensive. Cover all the cost of, you know, of the time and the expense of getting
it. Vic, for our listeners, could you give us a little more detail on what is radon and why should we worry about it and why should a buyer or a seller, for that matter, worry about it?
Radon is the number one cause of lung cancer aside from cigarette smoking, and lung cancer is, you know, pretty prevalent. It's been extremely well studied. Up here in Colorado, it's five times the national level just because of all the uranium and radium in the soil. I'm a big advocate. It's easy to test for. You know, just get it tested. It's impossible to tell by looking at a home whether it has radon or not. It depends on what's in the soil and then also your home's construction. So easy to test for, usually relatively easy to mitigate for, but you just know what it is. It's probably fine, but just know what it is.
Well, I know even around here, you can have two homes that are right next to each other, and one will come back high for radon, and one will be well under levels, acceptable levels.
You can have a pocket of just right under your house, some uranium, or they can bring in, you know, it can be in the gravel they put underneath the home, or, you know, who knows, it could be in the building materials. But yeah, you can't tell. It could be side by side, and the home constructions could be different. So,
could you touch on remediation? We're kind of running out of time, but can you touch on remediation just for a minute?
Mitigation. What they typically do is they'll put a membrane down. It's called soil gas suction underneath the slab, or they'll lay a membrane down and tape it up, and then they'll put a fan outside, and they'll just suck all that soil gas out from underneath the house, because that's where it comes from. Your house has a stack effect, which will pull it in from below, so they get that radon away from the house and just vent it into the air. So,
well, thank you for sharing that, because I think that was really important for our listeners.
That's a whole topic in and of itself.
It sure is. Because somebody wants to get a hold of you and ask more questions, how can they reach you?
I'm on the internet, website. And my phone number is 970-389-3068, Apache Home Inspection.
Thanks so much for being with us, Vic. A lot of great information, a lot of good things to think about, whether you're the home seller or the home buyer in this case.